Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby
Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Friday's show. Jake going on a little later. Everybody's here. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, cool. Let's talk to Kelly in North Carolina who's on the phone. Hey, Kelly, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's happening?
I just wanted to tell you, thank you so much for doing a show in D.C. this fall. We have been trying to get to Nashville. We live in North Carolina, and it's just been difficult to get there. But I was able to snag tickets to your D.C. show in the presale, and my kiddos and I are just super excited to finally get to see you.
It's awesome. Thanks. I really appreciate you guys coming. I cannot wait to get there either. That D.C. show will be September 16th, a Saturday. Tickets go on sale today for my shows. Wichita, Tampa, Nashville, Vegas, Virginia Beach, D.C., Louisville. Get tickets at 10 a.m. local time if you want to get them. But, yeah, super excited. Thank you, and can't wait to see you. Everybody ready to go around the room?
Yeah.
All right. Mine's kind of not about that, but sort of about that. But we'll go to Eddie first. He's the dad of four boys who keep him on his toes, and he always wears a hat wherever he goes. Here he is, producer Eddie, everybody.
Guys, you all need this in your life. I got it for Father's Day. It was a gift my family got me. And they're called ear pods. Do you guys have these
like
things?
AirPods?
Yeah. Yeah. They're ear pods. Right?
Like Apple AirPods?
Yeah. Check it out. Look, it even comes with a case. Dude, I've seen people with these and I'm like, okay, like at the gym.
Wait, like Apple what? AirPods?
Yeah.
What?
I guess, yeah, Apple.
What
Apple.
Year is this?
What are you talking about?
Is this an old show that's playing
right?
What are you talking about?
Like
when you buy a phone, they give you just what you're wearing, Amy. Like that's
no,
what
that's
I,
cool. That's a okay. Those are old school. No, no, no.
Oh. These are new?
Scoop, am I listening to a rerun of a show?
Yes,
five years
wait,
ago?
It feels like.
How long
not
have
part of the show to hear at that point?
Yeah. How long have these been out?
4 years?
No. Now,
five
I've,
years?
I've seen my our boss, Rod, walk around with these, and he looks awesome. Dude, I put these things on, and no one knows I'm talking or
like,
I'm listening
to
music.
Did you find out when AirPods came out? Because I've
the
had.
Last maybe 2 years. I've seen our boss maybe 2 years walking around with these.
When? 16. 7 years, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're awesome. Especially the new kind that have the silencing mm-hmm. for airplanes.
Yeah. Like, what do you do? You tap on it?
And I don't think yours have that.
What do you mean?
You'll get to those.
What do you mean? Mine aren't the top of the line?
Standard.
No. Standard.
What?
No, not even standard. Old.
These are old?
Oh, yeah. The stick is long.
Yeah, dude.
Do they have short ones?
Your stick, like, hangs down to your armpit.
You telling my family about the cheap ones?
It doesn't matter. They're still good. I don't want to take that away from you. I'm just saying...
Does he look like a grandpa with the case attached to his keychain?
Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely.
No, that's the best part.
You need to get a holder for your phone for your belt, too.
You look like such a dork.
You're making fun of me. I've seen people wear those.
Yeah. Yeah, that's old. That's old. I like it. It's cool because you're
these
right.
These are legit.
They're awesome, yes.
They're so cool. Like when I'm on the treadmill, I don't have to worry about my cord getting tangled in the water bottle. It's amazing.
When you use your rotary phone at home, do you ever have to start over when it doesn't go?
I don't have one of those.
You don't.
Do all you guys have one of these?
AirPods?
I sure as heck dang got those things.
You do?
My,
no.
Oh.
No change.
See?
I have a few pair.
Yeah.
For different reasons, yeah.
Like what? What reason?
The bigger ones, they suction your ears a little better. There's the silent, my wife and I share a few pair.
Oh.
There's the kind of, I fly with a different kind of pair.
I've never seen you have these.
What?
I wear them to sleep sometimes.
I figured just me and our boss were the only ones that have
ever.
No. That's what I thought.
Okay. My daughter, so she's starting to sell her old pair that looks like that.
Oh, old pair.
The wireless headphones were first introduced way back in the day. I don't know, dude.
Hey, when I'm listening to music, I just tap it and it goes to the next song.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox, you need some of these.
It seems like the wire ones came out in 2016. But when did the wireless ones come out, Mike? That's wire. Oh, that is wireless? Oh, dang, dude.
So why don't these come with a phone?
Because they're not for a phone.
These are for your phone?
They're expensive, but you can use them for a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, they're
separate computer.
Purchase.
It's Bluetooth, anything. You can listen to them with any speaker, Bluetooth.
Can I use these for the show?
I can't do this. I can't do this and go backward to
what do you mean?
In time. I feel like I'm...
Oh, could you use those for the show?
Like, instead of these big headphones
We're not Bluetoothed in here.
Oh. I'll look into that.
You could cable like Amy's.
No, see, that's old school, man. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
But that's also new school again, because people are now using the cable again. It's come all the way back around.
Stop
so they don't
it. I just
them.
Threw mine away.
Good, so I never left style.
Boom.
Because I have those like Amy, and that's what I use.
I'm not making fun of anybody, but it's just, I'm making, yes, I am, Eddie. Just because you didn't know they existed.
Well, I've only seen a couple people have them.
You and our boss.
That's right.
Okay. The next guy says he's going to be in his first commercial on TV. Turns out it's only Instagram, and he's doing it for free. Here he is, Lunchbox.
I really need an update from Amy, because like 2 weeks ago, she came on here talking about how she had some dead bushes and she found this green spray that sprays the bushes and all the bushes look like they're, you know, alive and well. Well, we've had rain, we've had all different types of weather, and I was like, if it works through the rain, I'm buying some. So, Amy, are your bushes still green?
Yeah, they look pretty good, and I bought more cans. They got back in stock because they were sold out for a little bit.
Oh.
And you can do touch-ups if you need to. It's great. So my neighbors, I feel like I want to go over and spray some for them. They got some dead bushes, and I'm like, gosh, maybe I should leave a can for them.
What if it kills the bushes and Amy doesn't know and she's spraying everybody?
No. That's what I wonder, because I do have a couple, like half the bush is dead and the other half is green. I'm like, oh, I just want to spray it. But is it going to kill the other half?
Yes. I'll send you a link.
Or you can just send me a can.
You can pay for your own can.
I'm just saying, if you just ordered some more.
But
all right, moving on. She won Employee of the Month for May and she never runs out of things to say. Here she is, Amy. Yeah.
I got parent shamed. My son asked someone's age, and the woman looked at me as the mom and said, "Don't you know you're supposed to teach your children to not ask?"
Well, don't you know
people's age?
That's messed up. Anytime someone says, "Don't you know?" I don't care what it's about. Maybe I don't know, but don't say, "Don't you know?"
Right. Mm-hmm. So, anywho, I thought, yeah, I've tried to tell them. We go over all. Don't ask age. Don't ask how much money they make. Don't ask how much their house is. Like, I try to tell my kids, but sometimes they get curious.
Yeah, and your son's very curious.
Very.
About everything right now. Yeah. But how do you ask it?
Oh.
Hey, Brian.
Nice. Like,
Toots.
Hey.
No. Just, hey, how old are you? You know? And then numbers with him
that sounds so bad.
It's risky with him in numbers, though, because I don't know that he has the swing of it yet. Because, you know, 50 to him, like, he'll tell me, "Mom, you look really good. You look 50.
I had a niece of mine who's 3 say she thought I was 60.
Right.
You thought you were?
Hmm? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I have a whole plastic surgery thing happening next week.
Stop.
Because of a 3-year-old.
You have a complex.
All right. Now. Ray, go ahead, buddy.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's an inspiring, giving, funny guy. So let me ask you, where's the lie? Bobby Bones.
Boom. Thank you very much. Hey, I do want to mention, because we talked about the BB Rex the phone situation where the guy chunks the phone, hits her in the face.
Yeah.
Right? Busted her eye, and he was like, "I thought it was funny. I threw a phone at her." Not funny. So now there's a singer named Ava Max. Do you have a song of Ava Max, Ray?
She's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho.
Right, so she's doing a show. Somebody reached up and slapped her in the face.
What?
Now, remember Zach Bryan, where the person like grabbed his guitar? It's getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Where people feel like, well, I paid for a ticket, I can do this. I like to say this, my tickets go on sale today. Do not slap me or throw stuff at me. I just want to say, I don't want that.
Uh-uh.
I've had incidents, people screaming they're going to shoot. I would rather you not come to the show than try to assault me.
Don't even grab. Like, people even like to grab the artists.
I know. I'm happy to do it. We're doing meet and greets and VIPs and whatever. Radio winners. But you just can't, if it's me or anybody else, don't throw stuff. Don't hit. You don't have a right to physically do anything except your ears. Listen to music.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
Yes. But the fact that somebody slapped her.
That's crazy.
Remember the meet and greet, the girl who got killed?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a while back.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we talked about it. Somebody went and killed her at a meet and greet.
I forgot her name.
And is in Florida. She was she's from like Idol before I was on there. And then she was an artist.
Yeah.
It's crazy times. So, yeah, Christina Grimmie was her name.
That's it.
So I would just like to say, I know I pivoted to this because I was going to talk about AI, but the caller earlier was like, hey, I'm coming to your show. I'm looking forward to everybody coming to the show. We're going to have a good time. And I'm going to do comedy and motivation, but no hitting me or throwing stuff at me. I'd rather you not come. So that's that. Tickets go on sale today, 10 o'clock, if you want to come. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. From you to us, it's the mailbag. Let's go.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I caught my son playing his Xbox at 2 a.m. on a school night. As a result, I donated his console to Goodwill, and now he won't talk to... Wow.
Ooh.
Wow, that was harsh.
That's a little extreme.
Wow. I need to read more of this first, but holy moly.
Maybe okay. It's not the first time.
Yeah, maybe it's not. He was grounded for playing video games. Okay. Because his grades have been so bad, I've given 3 strikes, and this was his final one. Did I overreact in the situation? How can I tell him it's his fault? Signed, Mom Who Went Too Far? Okay, the back side of that paragraph makes me feel a little better about it. Maybe I led with that. Like, he was having trouble. I told him, don't do this, and he did it anyway. I have no problem with this. I'm not a parent, but I'm going to tell you as somebody who's not a parent, I have a problem with this because you told him. And this isn't just a kid rule. If we establish a guideline here in this studio and you don't meet that guideline or expectation, we say, hey, we need you to meet that expectation. And then if you don't again, then there's usually some sort of punishment. Or there's some sort of reprimand, whatever the case is. And if you say something to anyone and then you don't live up to that you've said, they're never going to believe anything you say because they'll just go, well, they don't really mean it. An example that I would give is being late here on this show. When's the last time anybody's been late on the show? Ever?
Can't remember.
Years.
Oh, no, man.
It's been a while.
It's been a while because I feel that if you're late, unless there is a life event that's gotten in the way, a wreck, a kid sick, that stuff is allowed to happen. But if you're just late, well, you didn't respect everybody else's time who got here on time. And then they could be resentful that Amy gets to come in late.
This always makes me think of the time my alarm was going off and I just left my house because I didn't want to be late.
Your home alarm. Not your alarm, phone
right.
Alarm. Your
home
alarm.
Police, yes.
Yes.
Came. So.
Well, hold on, let me finish real quick and then we'll get over to you.
Right.
And because of that, the culture here is, it's not just based on your world, it's based on everybody else's. We all put in a lot of effort, we respect each other, we get here on time. And I say it, and if I let people get away with it, why would you ever be on time? So I say it, and then I enforce it. And it sucks to enforce sometimes, because I think I've sent I think I've sent everybody else home.
Oh, so stupid, man.
1 minute late, you gotta go home.
Remind me of college when they locked the door, you know, the professor would lock the door and you're like, how's 1 minute late?
But you guys are so great now because you're so respectful of each other.
Yeah.
And I love it. And it's really one of my greatest accomplishments. On my tombstone, please write, he made everybody be on time. So that being said, if I didn't live by it, you wouldn't live by it. Same thing with you and your child or you and a subordinate and you. And if you say something once, twice, and you don't actually hold up to the part of the bargain that you offered, then they're never going to trust you. I'm totally okay with you. Now, maybe I would have said I'm donated to Goodwill and just hid it in the closet for a few months.
Right.
And act like I bought him another one later if he earned it back. That's just to save some money. But I definitely think you did the right thing. If you say it, you got to do it. Maybe you can afford another one. It ain't that big a deal. But for me, I'd probably put it in the closet. And like, I've donated it. Now you can work back and buy another one. And then when he finally worked back, oh, I'm going to buy you another one and bring the old one back. But hey, that's Showbiz, baby. It's a Goodwill. Some kids got it now. Amy, what were we going to say?
Oh, I mean, just our commitment to being here on time. Like, that's like, I got a flat tire once and I called Eddie and I'm like, are you on Highway 65? Because I'm on the side of the road. Pick me up. Can't be late.
We did it.
And in I was that on case, time.
But you also know that's okay.
But I just abandoned like my car.
Hey, amen. Well, me and Lunchbox were debating abandoning the car.
We were going to some event where we were meeting listeners.
And I wasn't at the event.
No,
you were there.
Oh, you were there.
Oh, we were all supposed to be there.
And I mean, for some reason, the traffic on the bridge was just, stopped. And we sat there for 20 minutes. And we had 8 minutes to get there. And I looked at Eddie. I said, dude, we just got to leave the Altima.
And when we ditch it right here.
We were in the middle lane, too. Like, we're in the middle lane. And there's 3 lanes. And we're like, dude, we're just going to ditch the Altima.
We were about 4 blocks away. So we ditched the car.
You guys made me sound like a dictator. And I like it.
And cool, Eddie's like, Eddie goes, dude, I don't think it's worth you ditching the car. I think Bobby will understand. I was like,
I would have. Well, traffic, unless there's a bad wreck and you can prove it, I don't understand because there's always traffic for everybody.
Oh, it was bad.
No,
if a flat tire happens, I get it. Sometimes Amy's kid's sick. Somebody, oh, that's fine. But if it's just you.
The only problem is it was summer and we were dressed up and we were going to be sweating if we ran those 4 blocks.
Because we would have had to run.
Yeah, we'd had to run. We only had 8 minutes.
But it's also rolling over into people's personal lives. Eddie and his wife had a situation recently.
Uh-oh. That's right. And I turned into Bobby and it scared me, dude. She was like, I have a hair appointment. She left. And then she comes back like, 20 minutes later, I'm like, what happened? She's like, you would never believe this. I got there. I was 5 minutes late to this dumb hair appointment. And they said, sorry, we're going to have to reschedule. I was like, she said, I'm only 5 minutes late. And I said, wow. Well, whose fault is that? And she's like, what do you mean? I think she wanted me to be on her side. And I said, well, you shouldn't have been late, because now you're not respecting their time. And if they accept your reservation 5 minutes late, you're going to push back their whole day.
I'm not getting the culture of them being late on me, because that happens to me and I get so mad when I get there on time and they're like, well, it'll be 30 minutes. No. Or a reservation. I ain't worried about that right now. But Eddie, I like that.
Hey, and then in the middle, I'm like, whoa, what am I doing? I'm turning to Bobby. Stop it.
Gosh. I feel like
it's just respect. It's all respect.
Yeah, I know, but...
And am I... I don't want to jinx myself, but am I ever late?
No, not really.
Let me check.
And it might be...
What was that year? 1997, you were late one time.
Yeah, or I might car wreck. All that's good. All that counts as an excuse or something. But I will never expect anything from you guys that I don't do myself. Mm. Ever. In the history of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, you're starting to make me do that with my wife, too.
That's crazy, dude.
Like, I mean, her maiden name is Mason. I'm always like, I guess we're on Mason time.
That's how she used to be?
Yeah, well, because she's always, I guess, I'm like, you're always late. Like, so we're just on Mason. And when we show up places and people are like, oh, you guys. I was like, yeah, we're on Mason time. She goes, stop saying that. That's not funny.
Do you ever say that around her family?
No.
You did good, Mom. You have a chance to earn it back, though.
Yeah.
But you did good.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
It's about to be Fun Fact Friday time, where Amy brings, Lunchbox brings, Eddie brings, Morgan brings the most fun fact of the week. For example, there is no word in the English language that rhymes with month.
Month.
I just said there's no word. I mean, you can try.
Month. Month.
Month.
Month.
Yeah.
Month.
Exactly.
Month.
The next one. The theme music for the TV show Alf was composed by a guy named Alf Clausen. No relation.
Oh, wow.
Here you go. And here is the Alf theme song. The guy's name is Alf, which is crazy.
I mean, he had to get that job.
You think they were looking at it, it was a tie, yeah. And they were like, all right, let's just go to Alf.
Yeah, for sure.
That's funny. Now, everybody ready?
Yeah.
Let's go with Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Around the room, Lunchbox.
A blue whale releases 52.8 gallons of poo in a single bowel movement.
Wow. Oh,
that's a lot.
Wow, 52.8 gallons?
Yeah, in a single bowel movement.
Let me think about a gallon. A gallon of milk.
Mm-hmm.
50 of those?
Mm-hmm.
That's like an oil spill, boys.
In one sitting.
I wonder if he needs a book. Like, I wonder what,
how long it takes.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
Or if it's just one push.
It's like, oh. Wait, did you just now get that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Morgan, what do you have?
All right, so if you ever go to Arizona and you see all the cactuses and they're really cool, you want to take one home with you?
Yeah.
Well, don't, because if you cut one down, you're going to jail for up to 25 years.
Oh, whoa. That's like conches in, like, Florida. Don't take those. They'll arrest you.
Really?
Yeah, took
I took, like, four of them. Yeah.
So why does it say?
I think it's because they're protected. Like, they're a protected plant in their state. And if you cut one down, then multiple people start cutting them down. And
they're all gone.
Yep.
Hmm. Well, I don't know anybody's done that, but there's a reward for a conch.
I was an idiot trying to wash them out at Walgreens. And like, the guy was like, whoa, wait, buddy. Did you just take those from the ocean? I'm like, yeah. They're cool, aren't they? He's like, that's illegal.
So a conch, someone not from the beach.
It's like a big shell. Right,
but was there something that lived in it?
Yeah. If there was one.
Right.
Like one.
But there's not in what you have.
Well, there was.
So it's dead.
Killed it.
Well, you ate it?
No, just got rid of it.
Oh.
I thought it was cool. Like, I stepped on it and I'm like, that's amazing. This is a big queen conch or whatever. And it had a living thing in it. And I was like, well, we'll just.
But is every living thing the same? Is that the conch part? Or does people take over the conch shells like some sea animals do?
Yeah, it's like that. It's like a snail.
Got it.
Yeah, don't do that.
All hail queen conch, apparently.
Not a fun fact.
Yes, Morgan.
I got more information on why. It's because cactuses take up to 150 to 200 years to grow back. So since they don't grow back quickly, that's why people can get in a lot of trouble for taking them down.
And in Eddie's case, conches only have one life, just like humans, and he kills them.
So dope.
Eddie, what's yours?
Okay, the deck of cards, the king of hearts is the only card that doesn't have a mustache. That king is mustacheless. And it's not because they're like, ooh, let's make him different, king of hearts or whatever. No, it's because when they were replicating the cards, they forgot to put the mustache on that guy.
I don't understand. The Jack has a mustache.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the kings. All the kings have mustaches except the king of hearts.
Like,
oh,
king of
got it, guys. Yeah. The other kings do, not hearts. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. So next time you're playing cards, take a look at that.
That is a fun fact.
Pretty
the
cool.
The conch thing I don't like.
I know. I was just telling our listeners, like, you see a conch, don't take it home.
Fun fact, isn't conch, like, is that an aphrodisiac?
I think
Amy,
that's an oyster.
Now that you're single,
I don't know.
Isn't it though?
Tell
I feel like I've heard
us.
That. I don't know.
What have you been up to?
Hey, well, I should have eaten
no.
it.
You've been conscious?
Amy's paid high dollar to Eddie for her conscious.
That's not.
Eddie, it's Amy. Hey, if you can bring back any conscious, $100 a pop.
0%. Am I wrong though?
Don't know.
I don't know, Jenna Jameson. You're up.
That is not the case.
Okay.
So nutmeg is a hallucinogen. Mm. It contains a natural compound that has mind-altering effects if it's ingested in a large dose.
Guys, let's do it.
Put it on the
like,
wheel.
That sounds like we should not do that unless it's for TikTok.
Hey, let's do it Saturday night.
We're having a nutmeg party, guys. mine is, when you get a kidney transplant, did you know this, that when it happens, for the most part, almost all the time, your kidneys are not removed. They just stay in your body and they put another one in.
Hmm? I don't understand.
When you get a kidney transplant, in most cases, your old kidneys aren't removed.
Oh, so the person getting the new kidney, I get what you're saying. I thought you were like, wait, if I'm giving a kidney to someone, you don't take it out. I didn't understand, but now I get it.
If I'm getting a kidney from Amy, my old kidney stays in. They just hook
the other
one out.
That's crazy. Why?
So then you have three kidneys?
No, you only have one. You have one or two.
I think you have two.
You have two kidneys.
Two? Oh.
And then if you
get one.
Yeah,
if you gave away one kidney, you'd have no kidneys.
Oh,
Amy's still thinking about conscience effects.
Sorry, fun fact. Why do they do that, though? Because that seems like a waste
of space. Fun fact, I'm not a doctor in kidneys. I'm a doctor in letters.
Fun fact.
Yes. So I am a doctor, yes, but not in kidneys.
And then you would think they would have to remove it to have a way to attach it.
You would think, but I'd also think that they know what they're doing.
Okay. Yeah, sure you would
do.
Think.
Do you think they were just like, in the beginning, we were like, we couldn't figure out how to remove it, so.
Leave it in there.
And then what do? Is it like, do you poke a hole in the side, then hook it up? Because it's already connected.
Right.
To it.
A lot of good questions.
Maybe a doctor could.
Yeah, if there's any kidney specialists out there, we'd love to know. All right, thank you. That's Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This is a shout out to the Powder Springs, Georgia Police Department. They had 3 officers that were talking to a veteran. They realized, man, you're not looking so great. He's like, yeah, I'm actually pretty hungry. I haven't eaten in days. So these officers got together, pulled their money, and went and bought this guy food that would sustain him for a while. Nice. And gave it to him. And
out of their own
officers
pocket, I'm sure, right?
Do not have to do that. Yeah, no, it's their own personal money. And it's just a way of them going above and beyond. And so keep that in mind. You never know when you're talking to someone, like what they're going through, how you can help them out. And it's because these officers asked questions that they were able to find that out.
It's a great story. We love shining the light on police officers doing awesome things. We appreciate you protecting us. And I talk about it a lot because I feel like there's a lot of negativity on police officers. But also just once, like a police officer to pull me over for speeding and go, I heard that story, I'm going to let you go. That'd be pretty
cool
too. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool too. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. It's called Easy, Easy, Easy Trivia. We could have a champion today, but let's do the first round. It's so easy. Question number one, in the category of famous birds. Seattle's NFL team is named after what bird, Eddie?
The Seahawk.
Correct. Morgan, which bird is often associated with delivering babies?
A stork.
Correct. Amy, which social media company has a blue bird logo?
Twitter.
Correct. Abby, what's the name of the big yellow bird on Sesame Street?
A big bird.
Correct. Good.
Oh, my
easy,
brain.
Right?
Easy.
Yep.
Now, we played a 5. This has been 14 weeks. It's our 15th week of doing this.
Yeah,
no champion.
Maybe longest ever.
Eddie's got the tiara on, which means he's the champion.
I'm so mad. Like, enough is enough.
Eddie's got 4 wins. Amy's got 4 wins. Abby's got 4 wins. Morgan's got 2 wins.
Yeah, I do.
So if you get 5 wins, you're the champion. Which, by the way, I'm going to play easy trivia as a game show at my shows I'm doing, my comedically inspirational shows on stage.
You need me to be there?
For what?
Since I'm the champ. Tiara can go on the road.
Anyway, I mean,
tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. Central if you guys want to come to the show. Let's go here. We ready, everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
The category, Eddie. Don't miss it, because if you miss it, you're going to hear this sound right here.
You've been boned.
You don't want to be boned. At least not today, this morning. Eddie. Which online marketplace in the category of famous websites, established in 1995, allows users to buy and sell a wide variety of goods, both new and used?
95, that would be Craigslist.
Incorrect.
Oh.
You've been booed.
Oh, my gosh.
eBay. Yeah.
Well, nice. That was one of them.
Because Craigslist is not just used to sell stuff. Craigslist is like meetups. Craigslist is like...
Wow!
Lunchbox is screaming from the back room.
He just said...
Craigslist is a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. What online marketplace? Okay, you're done. Lunchbox is clapping, and you would think he won the whole round himself.
Bobby's
wow!
like,
wow! Yeah, Eddie! Gonna go on the road with that tiara! Yeah.
Lunchbox is not even in this room, by the way, for those wondering. Since he's not in this, he's in the glass room.
All right, come on, Morgan.
That's what's all, it is just kind of funny that you're like, yeah, I'm gonna play easy trivia at my comedy shows, and then Eddie's like, you want me there?
We're gonna do real money too at the comedy shows.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
Sorry, buddy. Then. Hey, don't worry about it, all the ins and outs. I was like, because I don't have it figured out yet.
Oh.
All right, Morgan.
Come on, Morgan.
Which website launched in 2004? It allowed users to create and edit articles on various topics, making it one of the largest and most popular free online encyclopedias on the internet.
Wikipedia.
Correct. Amy, which e-commerce website, founded by Jeff Bezos in 1994, is known for its wide selection of products, fast shipping, and membership program?
Amazon.
Correct. Abby, which social networking site, founded by a guy named Mark in 2004, has a blue logo and allows users to connect with friends?
Facebook.
Correct. 3 remain. Easy trivia. If Amy or Abby wins, they are the new champion.
Come on, Morgan.
Let's go.
Category celebrities. Morgan, who is the American rapper and entrepreneur known for hits like Empire State of Mind and 99 Problems?
Ooh, I got 99 Problems. Oh. I'm not going to sing it the whole thing. But
who
I'm
is the American rapper and entrepreneur known for his hits like Empire State of Mind and 99 Problems?
I have like five different rappers. This is not good for you, Eddie. Sorry.
Talk it out real quick because I'm interested to know. Because if she's out, we'll have a new champion. Usually we won't expand this much, but.
Well, I initially went to Snoop Dogg. I know it's not him. Okay. And then I went to Kanye West.
Okay.
And then I went to 50 Cent. And then I went to Nelly. I know it's like a big, really massive rapper.
Mm-hmm. How would you sing Empire State of Mind?
I don't even know. Like, it's not coming to me. The only one that's coming to me is the 99 Problems.
Mm-hmm. And your answer would be.
Kanye West.
You've been booed.
Wow.
Lunchbox is jumping up and down again. Turn his mic on there.
Hey, Amy, Abby, you get to ban him. You better do it. You better use your power.
The winner gets to ban the person.
That cocky guy. I don't want to say the bad words.
What bad words?
Yeah. All right,
you can turn his mic off now. Thank you, Ray.
Wait, who was it?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. Oh. Empire State of Mind is New York.
Concrete jungle witches are made of
it. Now that you're singing it, it's coming back to me.
Okay, well, if either one of them gets this right, there will be a new champion. Abby. No, Amy. Sorry, you're sitting in a different order. Amy. Who is the American singer known as the King of Rock and Roll?
The King of Rock and Roll? King of Country is George Strait, and the King of Rock and Roll is Elvis.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Correct. Oh. Okay, he's jumping up again. Ray, give me a little mic on that in the room.
Whoa!
Okay, thank you.
Where is he?
Okay, now you're done. Thank you, Ray. That's all I need of just a little.
Lunchbox, I don't know that I'm going to be able to ban anybody.
You'll have to if you win.
Oh.
Abby.
Uh-huh.
Who is the American actor and comedian known for his roles in movies like Dumb and Dumber and The Mask?
Oh, my gosh. He's in my head.
The American actor and comedian known for his roles in movies like Dumb and Dumber and The Mask. I gave Morgan a little bit of room here to expand. You can talk it out if you need to.
No, I know exactly what he looks like. His teeth are really big.
I don't know that I ever thought that. But
Oh, really? I thought he had a big mouth.
Maybe.
In The Mask, I think it is really big.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, my gosh. What's his... Oh, no. Gosh, dang it. I can see him in my head. It's...
I'm going to ask it one more time and then give you 15 seconds. The American actor and comedian known for his roles in movies like Dumb and Dumber and The Mask would be what actor? You have 15 seconds starting now.
Oh my gosh, no. Don't do this.
Don't start arguing with your head.
Doing it again.
Don't do this.
Don't talk to her, guys. She gets 5 more seconds now because you guys talked with her.
Oh, no. His name is... No, I... I hate this. It's... I know what he looks like. He has like
and
brown hair.
Abby, your answer. Is, time, go.
I don't even have a name. No, I don't even have one. His name is...
No answer. Time.
You've been booed.
No! You're going to say it and I know it because I know it exactly. Well,
Lunchbox is running back in the room. Hold on.
Gosh dang it.
It's Jim Carrey.
Yes!
Our winner is Amy. It. Amy is the champion.
Woo! Put your hands up! You win! You're the champion!
And you deserve it.
Good job, Amy.
Eddie with the biggest collapse. Lunchbox is taking the tiara off of Eddie's head and putting it on Amy. Wow.
It feels
She's been
good.
Crowned.
It's been 4 months of this game. Yeah. Eddie jumped up 4-0 on everybody and didn't win a game.
Yeah, it's been a minute since I've worn the tiara, and it feels good to have it back.
Well, now you have to eliminate somebody because we have to have a certain amount of players to play.
Do it, Amy!
So you can either eliminate, Eddie, Morgan, or Abby because Lunchbox will be back in starting next week.
Mr. Cocky, get rid of him!
You know, Amy, it would be a good strategy to get rid of me.
Oh!
You know what I mean?
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, get rid of me and then it'd be easier. You probably win it again.
He's trying to like be all humble
now. That's a pretty good strategy.
Mr.
No, that's
Cocky.
Not humble.
No, it's
that's not.
Not
humble at all. That's him going, you won't dare keep me in because you can't beat me again.
Amy, get rid of him!
Amy, who are you kicking out?
Who do you think?
It's up to you.
It's you, Amy.
Really
it's all
me?
Your world, yeah.
God, can I just eeny, meeny, miny, moe?
No, because you know how that ends.
Or I want to draw somebody. Listen, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Not about feelings.
Okay, Eddie.
Eddie's out.
Now, Bones, I still have to run video.
Eddie.
Do you want me to go to the glass room when next time we play?
No, you'll just have to run the cameras, but your microphone cannot be on and you cannot talk unless I go to you.
Okay. Hey, I think it's smart, Amy. I think it's really smart to take me out of it.
That's why I had to get rid of me. Amy.
He deserved it. Okay. Eddie's out for the next round. Yeah. Amy, you are the champion.
Thank you.
Great job, everybody.
Woo!
Abby.
Go, Amy.
You played well. You really sucked at the end there.
Oh, no.
You really played well.
You didn't even give an answer.
You need to say who it is.
It was your head.
He said Jim Carrey.
Oh, he did? Okay, I'm sorry. I was caught up
in I had nothing in my head. It went blank. Literally nothing.
How I'm going to do it on tour, because I'm going to take a time during my shows, is I'm going to bring people up and I'm going to start at $1. And if they get it right, then go to $2 and $4 and $8. I get to keep risking it until they miss one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to build a little game show set and then we'll do it in the middle of that show. I think that's what I'm going to do. Not here, because you guys get too much of my money.
You should go 5, 10.
No. That goes way too quick. We're not doing that. It's not your money. Okay? Don't be spending other people's money up here.
You should do 100 to start.
Or you could say mystery card in my wallet.
No.
I like that game too. Okay. So, congratulations to Amy. By the way, tickets on sale today, 10 a.m. local time for the Comedically Inspirational Tour that I'm doing in Wichita, Kansas, Tampa, Florida, in Louisville, D.C., Virginia Beach, Vegas. I think that's it. Nashville. All right, thank you. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. A voicemail from Deborah in New Mexico.
I'm listening to your segment about the deck on Morgan's Jeep, and she said she has to be real close to the steering wheel. If she's within 12 inches of that steering wheel when the airbag goes off, she has a huge chance of being seriously injured or killed because of the force of the airbag. So she needs to be at least 12 inches away from that airbag. Thanks so much. Love the show.
If you missed the segment, Lunchbox said he rode with Morgan. She has ducks all in her Jeep, like 10, all over the dash. But one huge one with a crown on it. He's like, she can't even see over it. Then Amy drove it and was like, yeah, it's tough. But then Morgan said, no, she drives with her nose touching the window, the glass. She's like, she's way up there. So for now, I've put the duck here. You can have the duck back if you want it. Duck and I are chilling here. I don't want you to not have your favorite duck. I would just say don't put it on your front.
Yeah,
no,
right.
It just made so many people happy. They'd drive by me and they'd smile.
Yeah, but you didn't see half of them because the duck was blocking your view. So do you want the duck back or do you want to leave it up here for now?
No, he can stay up there for a while.
So yeah, thank you for that. Everybody that has a Jeep, they duck each other. They wave, they duck.
Yeah.
Jeep's got lots of things they do. That's why I got rid of mine.
too much?
Too many things. I got too many obligations already. Today, 10 o'clock local time, you can get tickets to my comedically inspirational show. They are going on sale today, 10 a.m. local time. Every city is up at bobbybones.com if you want to go. It'll be the front link. And every city's linked separately because there are all kinds of, like, Ticketmaster does some. This other company does some. So it's all up there. And if you did not get meet and greets, VIPs in the pre-sale, and you're like, they sold out. No, they held some back for tickets going on today. So very excited about it. Can't wait. But 10 a.m. local time today, that's going on.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So after Father's Day passed, The Rock shared that his biggest regret is, you know, that he didn't make up with his father at the time of his death. And he's like, man, kind of give anything to just say, hey, I love you. Happy Father's Day. And so this is just a reminder. I love that he shared this.
Why are you staring at me so hard?
Just to reconcile with people.
It's a reminder.
Yeah. I'm not saying with your dad, it could be.
I don't know. You look like you're staring a hole through me right now.
No, no. I'm saying just with anyone. Because
I did try that, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's why I say I'm not
you're
saying.
You're still looking at Bobby.
With your dad.
Yeah, yeah. She's not unlocked. She's in. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I look at you normally during this segment.
Yeah,
but I think that sometimes we need the reminder to, you know, reach out to somebody before it's too late.
Well, that's sad. Before it's too late. What if you just reach out to somebody in general?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've done it before where it's like, hey, here's the goal for today. Just reach to somebody you haven't talked to in a long time. Okay. Just be like, hey, what's up? Just saying hello. Because when someone checks in on me, I always feel weird. And I think I'm the only one. But when someone's like, hey, just checking in, I'm like, why? What have you heard?
What happened?
I know, yeah. It's like, why? Check it on what? Where if someone's like, hey, I was just thinking about you, just saying hi. And I think they're the same thing, and I think people have great intentions, and I think I go into semantics too much. If someone's like, hey, man, they give me a compliment, and they're like, I think you're really talented. I get so offended because I don't think I'm talented. I think I work really hard, and I've had to develop a skill set. But then people like my wife or the artist Breland, they sit me down, and they go, no, this is just what people say when they feel a certain way about you. They're just complimenting you, and this is the same thing with just checking in on you. I think it's the same thing. I'm nuts. I'm crazy. So today, here's the goal. Let's do it again. Everybody listening, because we feel like you're part of the group too, everybody in this room, just send a text to somebody you haven't talked to in a long time, just saying, hey, I was thinking about you. Not that it's weird, but you're probably like, oh, I should reach out to them and say hello. Okay?
I like that.
Everybody in?
Yeah. Yes.
And then if you've had a huge fight with anybody, reach out to them as well.
I'm not going
to
do that.
No, if you want to reconcile, like that's what The Rock was saying.
Yeah, that's
he wanted
good.
To do with his dad
because
they had a fight 3 weeks before
died. Right before he died. But that's also not anyone's fault because some people are like, well, if I die in a car crash and the last thing we did was fight, that's what. No, I'm not going to. It's not about the. We could fight or love or hug or kiss or, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with what's about to happen in a car wreck or not. I don't think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just saying don't hold a grudge, you know? Just like whatever it is, solve it.
Oh, I love a grudge.
I know you do. I know.
If I need to hold it, I'll hold it.
Bobby's like, why are you looking at me?
Yeah, my arms are tired. I've been holding a few grudges for like 20 years because they deserve it. But some I get rid of.
Yeah.
There's like three, though. I'm holding like a baby. I'm cradling.
How long? How long have you been holding those?
Let me think. That other morning show, they used to just screw me over and lie. I'll go to my grave.
Dang.
And feel healthy because of it.
Wow. Well, would you go to your grave, or if they go to their grave first, is it over?
No.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Nope, because I might just, I don't know, have to go pee-pee somewhere.
No. No.
Okay, anyway, moving on.
Okay, yes, moving on to this very interesting story. Denise Richards makes $2 million a month on OnlyFans.
Man, there are people, I can't believe it.
And
I don't know how you build a fall. And she doesn't show her boobs and stuff.
Right.
I saw
it. What does she do?
And her daughter does too.
Her daughter's making $80,000 a month. And they don't show anything.
They just like tees?
They're in bikinis. Well, Amy's saying anything like anything.
Well, because I thought OnlyFans.
They're in turtlenecks?
Anything. No, they're in bikinis and stuff because I saw the story on OnlyFans. No, on page Daily Mail. Daily Mail.
Correct that quick.
I never been on OnlyFans, but on Daily Mail.
So where'd you see it again?
Well, I went from OnlyFans to page 6 of Daily Mail. But Daily Mail, and it was like Charlie Sheen's daughter. We'll call her a mex worker. They say she talks about her life as a mex worker, but then she's not. She just is on OnlyFans, but she didn't show stuff off. But I guess if you're just hot and you get in a bikini, you can make money.
Wow.
Which is why Lunchbox has just been dying to do it.
Well, I mean, and I just clicked on Denise Richards and it says, let's have some fun. And I can subscribe for 30 days for free. Click.
Okay, let us know.
30 days.
I don't even want to go to the site because it's in my pro. And if that's your thing, great. But for me, I don't even want to go to the site and click on it so it's ever in my profile for any reason.
But it seems so easy history. To make money. You don't have
but
to do
it. But it's not. You're only hearing about the big ones. Like, you only hear about the big music stars. Yeah, you're not seeing the 10 million that are struggling. But you would for sure make money. You're hot.
That's what I think.
Right, yes.
And I'm like, if I don't even have to show anything?
No, you would need to.
No.
I demand it.
Okay.
All right, what else?
Moving on. Okay, Bobby, what do you think the song of the summer is going to end up being?
Jake Owen, On the Boat Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
That's a good one.
For me, that's the easiest one.
Yeah. So a few years from now, we may look back and be like, yes, that's a summer song. Or maybe even next summer. Because The Boot put out a list of the best summertime songs, like overall. Like, we can go back to Strawberry Wine, Dina Carter.
Okay.
It's funny how those memories, they last.
I guess I was too young to really have a summer. It was just a good song. I guess it's summer.
It says summer in there, right?
Yeah, like Kenny Chesney.
I remember that
Hot
summer.
July Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear the words. I'm not deaf. Yes.
That was at 5. At 4, we got Luke Bryan, Drunk on You.
Girl, you make my speakers go
good song.
Boom,
I guess
boom.
I don't go summer, but okay. What else?
3. Toes, Zach Brown Band.
Summer song. Vacation song.
Yeah.
Vacations are mostly summer. Go ahead.
Little Big Town at 2 with Pontoon.
Lake song. Could be a weekend song as much as a summer song. Spring, summer, early fall even. What else?
Alan Jackson's at 1 with Chattahoochee.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney's Summertime. Or,
it's summertime.
It's summertime.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Like American Kids feels like a country summer song to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was blue as baby, see it as baby, down in USA. Hey, that's a summer song.
Hey, yeah.
Summer loving Greece.
Summer loving, having a blast.
Yeah. Summertime blues. Well, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Hot down summer in the city.
Oh wow.
Like my neck getting totally gritty.
Yeah.
We should just give you
summertime
a word.
Summertime and the living's easy.
Summertime.
What?
Like, not now, but
yeah.
We should just give you a word and see how many songs you can
You don't want to do
oh,
that.
Oh, we can do that all day.
We'll never
stop.
We'll never stop.
And it'll be annoying.
Oh.
And I get annoyed with me, too.
But that'd be fun.
That would be fun, yeah. Fun bit. Fun bit for us to do and not put on the air. All right, is that it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Mike Stallone is a police officer for over 20 years, but about 3 weeks ago, he stopped working the streets and he started working at an elementary school as the resource officer. And in the third week on the job, he's watching little Mikey walk across the parking lot, and all of a sudden, he's in between two cars. A car starts reversing, and the kid is about to get pinned between the two cars. Officer Stallone runs. Grabs the kid just in time before he gets pinned between the two cars.
Wow. Like he's going to crush him?
Yeah.
Crush kid. Is his name Little Mikey, or did you throw that in there?
I just threw that in there.
I liked it, though. Made me feel like he's even more vulnerable.
Yeah and the sound that the officer made kind of sound like Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Well, that's why I did that, because his last name is Stallone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Officer Stallone.
Hey, Little Mikey.
Yeah, and he was from New Jersey. You know what I mean?
Like, Adrian.
Right.
Little Mikey.
Watch out. Grabbed the kid just in time before he got crushed by the two cars.
That's good, though.
I mean, 3 weeks on the job, he's already saving lives.
Love that. Shout out, Officer Stallone.
And little Mikey went back to class, no problem.
Got all A's for his whole life.
He passed his spelling test.
You made that up, too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, though. I like it. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.